no tax.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're going to zig and zag all over the place, so just hang on. It's like one of those cool new roller coasters. Only we got like 10 G's coming at you. Everything's about G's now, isn't it? So here we are getting ready to call it halfway through our week. Hump Day traditionally means, okay, we're almost there. We're over the hump. So in honor of that, we have a couple of really neat things coming up this hour of ATN, including something new, Delaney's Dictionary, what words really mean, not what Webster tells us it is. Also, we have a dungeon moment, almost a layup. Wait till you hear this story. It has to do with one of your favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. Kind of a shocking little story. We're going to get to that coming up in our next segment. But right here at the top, Egypt, Egypt, and more Egypt. The debate over what's going to happen next. A crisis in that country. Ultimately, will the fires be put out? Will the people get the democracy they want? What happens to Mubarak, the president of Egypt, after all the money that's been pumped into his pockets, $70 million supposedly. And there's a slew of other questions, really. But what all of you are thinking about is, well, who cares? I say this each and every show. Why do we care about Egypt? And I keep digging up more reasons why you have to pay attention to what's happening in Egypt. Right now, what's interesting is because in this country we talk about the Constitution and defending the Constitution, Second Amendment, and the freedom of speech, and all the other things that are in our Constitution and how it really chaps so many of us as we see rights eroding and constitutional law becoming truly a really big form of law, if you will, to practice. A lot of the challenges to the Supreme Court having to do or coming up to the Supreme Court having to do with the Constitution, including the Affordable Care Act, which, by the way, is also on our radar screen, and we know that, and we're going to talk more about that, too. But the individual mandate, that's the thing that's really being challenged and will go up to the Supremes, and that has to do with the Constitution. And nowhere does it say in the Constitution that you can tell the people that they have to have health care coverage. I'm putting it simply, but that's part of what the challenge will be. So we get that. The Constitution is at the center of the debate when it comes to Egypt, too. And what's interesting is some of the comments by the vice president in Egypt, Suleiman, who's thought to be the successor, perhaps, to Mubarak. But now this guy keeps getting himself, let's say, in hot water. So the Egyptian government kind of was slapped down on Tuesday, and they should have been, for arresting and harassing people who were covering what was going on, journalists and other human rights activists, too. The journalists and then the human rights activists also. And the vice president, Suleiman, says that Egypt is not ready for democracy. Not ready for democracy. So, geez, of course it's going to elicit response, right? I want to hear from the horse's mouth what our president has to say about that comment. I mean, that's the worst thing that he could have possibly said when all we see is the signs and the push, democracy, democracy, democracy. So what is going on with our vice president and his conversations with Suleiman? Is he taking a lesson from Joe Biden? I don't know. Here's what Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, had to say in reference to the comments made by Suleiman.
Vice President Suleiman made some particularly unhelpful comments about Egypt not being ready for democracy, about not seeing a lift of the emergency law.
All right, so the question is Egypt ready for democracy? Is that a bunch of crap because Suleiman's trying to hang on with a death grip for his own personal reasons? What say you? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, the two vice presidents have discussed restraining the Ministry of Interior's conduct by, that's what I was talking about in the beginning, ending the arrest and the harassment and the detention of foreign journalists and journalists and other activists, and not doing that because that would not be a democratic thing to do. You're not producing democracy that way. I mean, look at any communist country or dictatorship, and it's called state-run TV and press, and that's what you get. There is nothing criticizing or questioning a government in China and Venezuela and Cuba, a slew of other countries, Iran. Remember, that's been a sticking point with Iran, too. So Suleiman's comments were not very helpful, saying that the people really aren't ready for democracy. That is not helpful, not at all. And because Omar Suleiman, is the guy that Mubarak chose to bring about these reforms that have been demanded by the people who have been pounding the streets for the last 17 days, who have descended upon the Cairo, and the Egyptian economy is starting to really tank because of what's going on in that country. All right, speaking of economies and tanking, boy, this is going to be a big one. What happens with the budget? What happens Valentine's Day? Because that's when the budget is due. There's a lot of conversation inside the Beltway. We've had some of these conversations about the number that the budget's going to be, which is ridiculous. We've had the conversations about cutting spending and where does that come from. And also how the dance is going to go with the president, and particularly with some of these senators who want line item veto power, and that includes Senator John McCain. Here's his take on the veto power.
Granting the president the authority to propose rescissions then must be approved by the Congress would go a long way toward restoring credibility to a system that's ravaged by congressional waste and special interest pork. It'll enable the president to effectively propose the elimination of earmarks and other wasteful spending from legislation that arrives on his desk for signature and send them back to Congress for expedited votes on whether or not to rescind funding.
I had an interesting conversation also earlier in the day with somebody who worked for the IRS for two decades about what happens, what government programs get slashed, you know, what jobs go by the wayside. And the person I talked to said clearly one thing they could do is if they did an audit of a lot of the government agencies, what they would find is duplication, that there were jobs being duplicated. Hundreds and hundreds of jobs being duplicated that didn't need to be. And so they had positions being filled by people that didn't need to be filled because somebody was already doing the job. In the IRS, for example, was the big one. And this is the person I talked to. So that's where they could start. They could do a true audit and cut all the regulations and nonsense. Stay with us. Dungeon next.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tonight, I bet the lyrics of that song could apply to a lot of people listening to America Tonight. You just got to be optimistic and just barrel through it, whatever it is that you're doing. This is an interesting, a couple of interesting things that I think you'll enjoy, and they have to do with a certain quarterback. The quarterback is Michael Vick. And how many people know the saga of Michael Vick? Why even go there? I think you all know the saga. The time that he spent in jail, the whole dogfighting thing, we don't want to relive that, right? But the bottom line is, so now he's been this tremendous quarterback this past season for the Philadelphia Eagles. It was kind of the woulda, shoulda team. But regardless of how he played on the field, something I think that, you know, when the expression is too soon, you hear that now. Comedians say it when they make jokes that the timing's a little bit off. Too soon? You've heard that probably even on a few commercials. Well, there's a nonprofit that would like to take Michael Vick's home, where all the dogfighting things happened, and turn it into a dog rehab center. I don't know. Too soon? What do you think? Not right? Doesn't really fly? Doesn't really work? I'm going to say it doesn't really work. if in the effort to forgive Michael Vick or just move on with the whole Vick deal, I don't think that the let's pile on everything we can do nice for the dogs really works, in my opinion. I don't think so. I think stay away from it. Why even go there? I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. And this also doesn't make any sense to me. How could a city councilman in, of all places, Dallas, Texas, think that it would be appropriate to give Michael Vick the keys or a key to the city? I mean, what is this guy thinking? Is it, Vick is a hero? Who is Michael Vick a hero to? I don't get it. So the worthiest thing that they could do in Dallas in the middle of the whole Super Bowl festivities is to honor with a key to the city the former animal torturer Vick. I mean, couldn't they have looked a little bit harder? And actually, it was the mayor pro tem, Dwayne Carraway, who thought this was the right way to go. In fact, I'm going to read you a quote. He says, "I feel so proud to be able to bestow upon you, Michael Vick, the keys to the city of Dallas, Texas." He did this at a charity event and said, "We appreciate you." What do they appreciate him for? For, I don't know, being a talented football player for a rival squad in the NFC, for serving his prison term, for what? So I have to say that the mayor pro tem, Dwayne Carraway, needs some time in the dungeon. Matt Johnson, please tell me the dungeon is ready, and let's throw this man in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Matt, is that the most ridiculous thing? Is this mayor insane? What is wrong with this mayor? What would ever push him to do this?
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense at all.
Even the fact that, just think about it from this point of view, he's the Eagles quarterback,
right.
The hated team. The Dallas Cowboy fans hate Philadelphia, hate it,
see, that's,
hate the Eagles.
That's
it's the worst thing
you
could
like,
do.
It's like the Minneapolis mayor giving the key of the city to Aaron Rodgers. It just, I mean, you're not getting reelected, buddy.
No, and at least Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl, but still it would be a huge gaffe. But to give that to Michael Vick and then say he deserves it and the deserves it for what? That's the thing. For what? I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. So that was a perfect dungeon moment. All right, let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what do you want to say? Jeff, are you there? Jeff, he got caught in a snowstorm somewhere in Oregon. Sorry, Jeff. We'll catch you next time, though. So along the same lines of the Vick thing, and this again, this is wrong with what's wrong with this guy becoming the mayor of Dallas. What other gaffes do you think he has up his sleeve? What a way to start. Let's see. Michael Vick, key, perfect. It's crazy. I still am speechless by this whole thing. All right, Donna, Wyoming, your turn. You take Jeff's place. What's up?
Hello, Kate. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you in a blinding snowstorm, too?
No, I was last night, though.
Oh, I bet.
It was brutal. So, yeah, they had our, we had up on one of our peaks. It was about 80 mile an hour wind. So I was like,
ooh.
Wow. So, just blowing snow. And that was one of the, I haven't put that up in the last 7 years. I've been doing this run, one of the top five. So, for. Worst strides, but made it through it, you know? So,
good for you.
Anyway, it's like, man, I wonder if that storm's headed east, because they were saying another one. These getting hit, they hit right now at all, or I thought they said another one was headed that way. It's supposed to hit us.
There's
like
another one headed. There's one that's headed toward the northeast. There's one that's also headed up through Texas, the same thing, where it's going to be snow and ice.
Yeah, so... Anyway, though, hey, I didn't get chance to talk with you about the Super Bowl. What did you think about it?
Hey, you know what? I thought it was okay. I mean, good for the Packers, and I picked the Packers to win, which, hey, it's a coin flip, whatever team you thought was going to win. But it wasn't, it wasn't terribly exciting to me. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't one of the better Super Bowls, I didn't think. A lot of people watched it, and the commercials were flat. There were a couple of good commercials that stood out, but other than that, the commercials, the 60-plus commercials didn't really live up to the hype.
Well, you know, and that's the exact same thing I was thinking about, that, I was like, man, these 30-second spots and these companies are paying $3 million for it. And I'm thinking, man, is that worth $3 million? You know, I'm like, you know, so much. And I agree with you 100%. The game was just kind of an average game. But, I thought Green Bay was in trouble there in that third quarter because Pittsburgh looked like they got it together and got on the roll. And then I think that fumble is what changed the whole game. So, which was
I think
really
so
weird,
too.
Mending Hall hardly ever. I mean, he had like 400 touches this year and only fumbled once. And that just, you know, then of course Green Bay went down and scored, and that kind of turned the game around. But anyway, hey, good for the Pack crew. It's all right. I don't mind them winning one every once in a while, you know. So you know, they're one of the what do you want to call it, story franchises, you know, in the game. Did you get a kick out of the most people probably don't even know this, but you know, they were doing that, reading the Constitution before the game on the network, you know, and they were showing all these different people or parts or whatever, and part of the, I don't know if it was Bart Starr or who it was, but they were actually, that's the Green Bay Meatpacking Company, or is it a meatpacking company? I can't remember what it was.
I think meatpacking, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the team got their, that's who they were from originally. You know, they were the company football team, and of course, they evolved into a professional franchise, and you know, and the rest is history. But I just got a kick out of that. I thought that was interesting, though. I liked the Pug commercial. Did you like the commercial with Peter Stormare, where he's playing the cowboy, walks into the saloon? So
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, that was okay. I like the Darth Vader one the best, though.
Oh, did you? Well, I was loving it until they showed a Volkswagen. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, the Volkswagen thing. But that was clever because we didn't know what it was. So there you go, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one where, you know, he walks in and he's got this serious look. And, you know, of course, Peter Stormare played some pretty, you know, he played the psycho in Fargo. And of course, he played Lev in Armageddon. He's been in a few good movies, you know, and he always plays kind of that, for the most part, that kind of crazy guy look or whatever, so you're kind of setting yourself up for that, then he breaks out into an Elton John song and just, that cracked me up. So.
But yeah, they were using the element of surprise, there's no doubt about that. Don, thanks. Take care. Drive it out there. Coming up next, we're going to check the mailbag, plus Delaney's Dictionary.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoride. fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon. Berkey water filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BIGBERKEYWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Right words to use. Welcome to the first edition of Delaney's Dictionary. And I'll tell you what, we're going to start off with a word that is thrown around so much in Washington constantly. You're almost immune when you hear the word. And really, many of you have heard the word day in and day out when it comes to politics, when it comes to foreign policy. And maybe in your own lives you've actually heard this word, perhaps in a work situation. So the first word that we're going to change the definition for is diplomacy. I think truly if we cut through all the nonsense, diplomacy is a way to sleep with the enemy and not get screwed. Yeah, so just remember it. Every time you see diplomacy, that's what it truly means. All right, here's another word that might somehow have crept into your lingo. Perhaps you think you might have seen one, or someone you know claims to have seen several. Then they might be in trouble. Legend has it that this word is just pure nonsense, but it's definitely one that's talked about. And the word is ghost. My definition of a ghost is a scary, shadowy thing that can be big or small and come in many forms. Lots of people talk about seeing them. Often these people are crazy. If you do see one, however, run like hell. If I ever come on America Tonight and say that I've seen a ghost, I am not crazy and really be worried, because then I would think that maybe these things do exist. Matt, have you ever had anyone in your life tell you that they've seen a ghost? And not just a figure of speech, that they really believe that they saw, you know, some kind of a ghost.
Not anyone that I, like, hang around a lot. I've had other people I've worked with and worked for, and being in radio, you get some people who say things like that every once in a while, and I don't know if they're 100% true, but there was a different person I used to work with who was really knee-deep into the whole ghost phenomenon and would talk a lot about it. And I don't know. There's some things when you get into the paranormal stuff with the white noise, and I can't remember what other stuff they used to use to detect the ghosts. But I don't know. There's some of that stuff that seems interesting and plausible, and there's other times when it seems like it's just way over my head.
Yeah, I think I would kind of agree with you on that. I've had heard similar things and had similar experiences where it is kind of interesting when you talk about the paranormal. And we've even had some people on the show who are modern day ghost busters, and other people who absolutely swear and seem rather normal that they've had a brush with a ghost. Maybe you're listening to me and you're shaking your head and can't believe about my definition and think that you have seen a ghost and not the figure of speech, once again, that you really feel as though you have seen one. If you have, please share that with us. I would be curious. And maybe I'm inviting all the loons, but 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, I said that we would check the mail, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Melissa Connor. Hey, Kate, I just have to say I've been listening to the show for about the last 6 weeks or so. I really enjoy the things that you talk about. It seems like some nights you're heavy on the politics, other nights there's some sports and lighter fare mixed in, and I like it when you mix it up. It's almost like you apologize for talking about a lot of different things, but I think it's cool. Often when I listen to the radio in my hometown, I hear people talking about the same thing hours on end, and I think that this is just kind of what the playbook says to do. So bravo for you guys, or to you guys, for not doing the same thing. That was a nice note. It's true, because, you know, the theory is, and sometimes we want to talk about whatever is hot and happening, and like I call it, water cooler buzz. And it is what, you know, what's ever enraging us, healthcare or something else, perhaps, taxes, Second Amendment issues, the situation in Tucson. And you can't help but keep driving down that same road. But then I think there is an overkill thing in radio sometimes where you do hear the same thing over and over and over and over. Of course, the audience turns over, too. You got to remember that. All right, let's mix in a call quickly here. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Madam President.
Hello.
Or, the princess of what?
Sports princess.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you're a royal blood, my love. All right. Years ago in Ventura, I was sleeping on the couch because my children had the beds. And my nephews and my son and my little daughter was in a little crib in the dining room, and I'm in the living room. So my mother and father had the back bedroom, and the bathroom was in, there was a hallway with a bathroom there, and the kids' bedroom and mom's bedroom was connected by a hallway. So I was laying there, and suddenly Tammy started to fuss, and I raised up, and here was a little kid pulling on her hair with no panties on, just a little striped shirt from what I could see. And I got up, and it ran in to the hallway where the bathroom was. My dad seen it. He got up, and he was running it to the bedroom. I went down the bedroom to see which one of the kids was. I was going to give him a bust on the butt, and we ran into each other. And he says, which one of those kids was it? I said, I don't know. So we pulled the covers off of all of them, and they all had their pajamas on. There was not a one of them was striped shirt. Then we found out a few days later from a lady that lived next door, the little child had died under mysterious circumstances in that place of that same age and size. And that's what we believe we saw.
Wow. So it's what you're saying, the way you really sold it, it sounds believable to me. Because you checked the kids, that's naturally what you assumed.
And we ran into each other. I mean, he came one way and I went the other to find out which one it was, and we ran right into each other.
Right, and so how would that happen, yeah.
Yeah, and there was no sign of the child, but it was a little kid, just about maybe 2.5, 3 years old, and she'd pulled on Tammy's hair, and when we raised up, I seen that it had no panties on, just a little red, striped shirt with red in it. And, you know, the light was shining in from the kitchen, but there was no light in the dining room itself. So I went running down the one way, and he went running down the other way. We ran into each other, and there was no kid. And that's what we found out.
Ooh, was creepy. The hair on my arms is now standing straight
like I,
up.
Like I told Matt, I said, hey, I got one that I went through. It really happened. But we had some weird things happen there. Like one time we had the car locked up for Christmas, a little battery-operated car that had a radio and a siren, and it would make screechy noises and sound make cop sounds. And so we locked it up because the kids kept playing with it. We put them all to bed. Well, in the middle of the night, that thing went off. We went in there to see which one of them had grabbed it, and the thing was just running around inside the cupboard, making this little bang, bang, bang into the glass and into the wall itself, and we had it locked up, and it was inside that house.
So it's a house. It was a house thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird there. I won't mention the address or anything like that, but we had some very strange experiences there.
Wow. Hey, thanks for sharing, Dan, in Texas. So, you know what, Dan talking about a haunted, we'll call it a haunted house, like stories of people in the house. That's what I've heard from people who are very convincing. And in fact, we've had one of them on the show in the past talking about a house situation, and he was on the Discovery Channel. Actually, they did a little series about ghost experiences, and they featured his story, Bill Bean, if you remember him. And he talked all about this house as a kid where things happen, unexplainable things happen, that it wasn't rigged up, there wasn't somebody trying to drive them out, that they really truly believed that it was ghost who had inhabited the house previously. Yeah. Oh, my. So how do you know if you have ghosts in your house? I know this. If you're looking for a house, somebody did tell me this, who is not crazy, very sane person, said because of an experience they knew that some people had had, you really don't want to live connected to a graveyard. There's some properties that are really close to graveyards. I'm not saying around the corner from it or down the block or whatever. I'm saying right on the same property where you look out your window and there's not much separating you, and there's the graveyard. People have said they have very unexplained, strange experiences as a result of the proximity to the graveyard. Something to think about. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Damn it! Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Watching the Super Bowl, you know, we were talking to Don in Wyoming. He asked me what I thought of the Super Bowl, and I thought it was okay, but not, it's, you know, it didn't knock my socks off. Good for the Packers. I keep saying the same thing because they have a lot of diehard fans who were thrilled beyond belief. You have to go back to 97. I mentioned this. I was at that game. Brett Favre was the quarterback, of course, for the Packers, and the world was elated, or many in the world were elated with that win. But Super Bowl 45, it just seemed, I don't know, lackluster to me. It didn't have the pop of some thrilling ending of a game, and there were things leading up to it that weren't so exciting, and perhaps it's because I'm in the Super Bowl sitting, not sure, and it was a very strange week. But one of the things that they always show on camera are the people in the crowd who are famous. So you saw W and Laura and John Madden, you know, virtually it's a who's who in the world of sports and entertainment. And one of the shots that you would have seen in the crowd if you were watching the whole game would have been Alex Rodriguez and Cameron Diaz, his latest squeeze, if you can call her that. Because it's like a deck of cards now. He just goes through women, boom, I'm divorced, who cares? And, hey, he can do what he wants to do. But I guess he wasn't too happy to see the video shot of him being fed by Cameron Diaz some popcorn. She was just giving him some popcorn. I don't see why it was such a big deal. But one of the writers for the Chicago Sun-Times said, because he ran into Rodriguez afterwards and was talking to him, said Rodriguez was furious and said that the Fox cameraman was out to get him. He went ballistic, according to Bill Zwicker at the Chicago Sun-Times, thinking the cameraman was really sort of like a paparazzi kind of guy, was trying to get that paparazzi shot. And really, to me, come on, A-Rod. I know you have a huge ego. But I think in the case of Fox, because it's really sports, and you always show the obligatory celebrity shots, it was purely random, and that moment was purely random. They could have just been sitting there staring at the game or whatever. And, you know, you had the president, the ex-president, former president on camera, his wife. You had John Madden, who was texting, and all the other people who were on camera. They didn't seem to care. So get over yourself, A-Rod. Give me a break. Who cares? Nobody cares about Cameron Diaz feeding you popcorn. But I love it that he always thinks somebody is out to get him. You know, here's the thing. You know the list, the hot list and the not so hot list, or we're so over you list. We're so over A-Rod. As a sports fan, even as somebody who covered sports, we are so over you. Even in New York City, they are so over A-Rod, especially if he doesn't do well. Really, they want to jump down A-Rod's throat when he doesn't do well. So let's move away from that for a second. Anybody out there have an iPad listening to me? If you have an iPad and you want to tell us how great it is and you want to say how you can't live without it, I want to hear from you. 800-259-5791, or send me a note through the chat or email. But apparently, and I was reading the Wall Street Journal, I realized this, but technology, baby, it moves fast. And when something's working, they're pumping out the next one. So there's already specs, apparently. They're getting close to producing this, the iPad 2. And this is why, when something comes out, unless you really just have to have it, it's a good idea to wait a little bit. One, because you can get it cheaper, usually. It's like, I mean, think of anything that has to do with electronics. And this iPad 2 is going to be lighter and faster and even thinner. So, less bulk to carry around, although I don't have an iPad, but I certainly have held one, and it's not ridiculously heavy to me, but a faster processor and more memory and all that would help. I think what the iPad is really good for, the iPad is good for pictures. When somebody shows you a picture of whatever, they just go through just like an iPhone, but these are really big pictures, and it's just like looking at someone's 8x10s. Oh, look, here's these 8x10s. It's unbelievable what technology has done for our lives. And I think the iPad is a decent idea. Pretty soon you'll have a lot of, I think, school kids walking around with iPads. So this iPad 2 is going to be just a little bit better. And they're not telling you many details about it. Not because they don't want it to all leak out. So the journal got some tidbits, but they didn't get everything. And the iPad 2 includes some kind of a speaker, and the weight is the key thing. Just working out what people complained about or just didn't like as much, I guess, with the original iPad. So the original iPad probably might be able to get a good deal on it if the iPad 2 becomes all the rage, let's just say. And actually, I've got an email here, and it's from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, a longtime listener. And he says, Kate, I'll get an iPad, the original one, when it comes down in price. Touche throwing in my two cents. He's using all my vernacular. The prices do come down, and that's what you wait for. You just sit on it. That's my expression. You just sit on it and wait till it starts to drop. Yeah, that's key. If you can do it, if you're just a tech freak, though, you can't do it, because people who love technology have a hard time not getting it right away. That's why any of the big Apple splashes, whatever the products are, you have people that will wait in line for it. It's like video gamers, the hot video games, something that's been talked about a lot. They'll wait in line overnight, camping out almost like it's some crazy tickets to a sporting event that's hard to get or a concert that's impossible to get, and they'll camp out overnight. And that shows you where we've come, that technology is that big, that people will camp out, that they'll get up early, they'll wait for hours in line. I can't imagine that. And see, that's the opposite with me. I would just wait up. I'm just like Jake, wait till the price comes down. I don't need it today. And, you know, there's sometimes when you need to catch up with the curve, though. Like, remember the bag phone, the cell phone, you had a bag phone. I hate to say it, I think I was probably one of the last holdouts of the bag phone. And finally, I worked with this guy, his name's Rob Drockler, and he was just harassing me so much about having the bag phone thing that I had to go to the lighter cell phone. And now, yeah, I got the, I'm doing the iPhone thing, so I'm right there with the rest of you with the iPhone, and I like it because of being able to really check the email and how quick that is, and being able to get to sound bites and, you know, listening to what someone's saying if there's some kind of a press conference or whatever. So that's pretty big. Michelle Bachmann, who of course represents and hails from the same state as our network, the mothership is nestled in the bosom of Minnesota. Michelle Bachmann is now kind of under a little bit of a microscope because she's out there and her name's being mentioned a lot. And so she's being asked to explain a $1.5 million donation, or in donation. So in general, a whole pack of it. It's she's been asked by the Federal Election Commission to trace back where the money came from. They're calling it into question anyway. And Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman Bachmann, is known for being a great campaigner as far as being able to get the money. So they're asking her campaign's treasurer, can you imagine this job, to itemize nearly all of those individual donations. And we're talking about $1.5 million. Ooh, that could take a long time accounting for all that money, because that campaign had more than 100,000 donors. So she had a broad base of support. But when you have that much support pouring in from individual people, boy, you better have good records if they call them into question. I have a feeling somebody's going to be working overtime, drinking a lot of Red Bulls, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.